Welcome to the Gracefully Said podcast. We'll be diving into dilemmas, juicy hot topics, and much more. We've even got some sweet, sweet gems for the men too. From relationship dramas to life decisions that you overthink at 2 a.m., no topic is off limits. We also take calls from you, our listeners, helping you deal with your issues on the spot. Unfiltered, honest, and always gracefully said. And every now and again, we'll have some sweet special guests who bring fresh perspectives and even hotter takes. We're also on YouTube, where you can catch myself and friends' reactions live and see every side eye, gasp, and jaw drop in real time. Tune in every Tuesday for a brand new episode of Gracefully Said, where the tea is piping hot, but is always served with grace. Hi guys, and welcome back to Gracefully Said. I am your amazing host, Grace Ajilore. How are you? I hope you're doing well. Today we're going to be doing something really fun where I get to talk to you guys on the phone. I know you guys love the phone calls. You know, last week we had a very scary guy, you know, but this week we'll have more of a, you know, I want to hear more. But at the same time, I want to be like that big sis. You know, you got any issues, got any problems, you call me. And then we go through it. So yeah, today we're just going to take phone calls. We're going to relax on the, you know, the yapping and just hear what you guys have got to say. So sit back, relax, and let's start taking some calls. Hello.
Hi, Grace.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up? Talk to me. What's your name?
My name is, will this go somewhere if I just, like, is this being recorded? It's fine if it is.
It's being recorded, yeah. But okay. You don't have to say your real name if you don't want to say your real name.
Okay, I'll just say my fake name.
Okay.
I'm Chantel.
Okay, nice to meet you, Shan.
Nice to meet you too, Grace. I've been with my partner for 2 years.
Okay.
I've been together for 2 years.
Okay.
And everything is going well. I'm 25 for a bit of context.
Okay.
African British. And he's from Indian background.
Okay, he's Indian.
28. Yeah.
As in like Bengali?
Yeah, we can say Bengali for the sake of
okay.
this one. He's brown.
Okay.
Yeah, like everything is going well in our relationship. Like he's actually the perfect guy.
Okay.
And we get along really well. The only thing is that his mom doesn't like me because I'm
black. I knew this is where this was going. I'm sorry for laughing. What? Okay, so how long have you guys been together?
2 years.
Okay, did you guys meet each other at like school?
No, we met at uni.
Okay.
And then we've just been together ever since.
This is a tough one, you know. I'm not going to lie. What does he say about it?
He's kind of like, what can you really do type vibe. At first, he always used to argue with her, but I told him to stop talking about me to her because every single time she doesn't want to talk, it's going to be an argument for quite long. But
so she feels away. Do you think it's what? Because you're black?
Because I'm black. Because I'm African.
Has she said it to you directly?
We've actually never met.
Okay.
Yeah.
Babes, I'm not going to lie to you. I would not waste my time.
What would your advice?
You're 25. You know you're 25, yeah? When I was 25, you know, there's a lot of people you're going to meet in your life, babes. I'm not going to lie to you. But you see this one right here? That's someone's mum. You're not going to win. So unless you... And the thing is, even if you really want to fight that battle, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it to continue to, like, you know, you go there, maybe you forcefully get yourself married, you forcefully go and have a baby, you're just always going to be sad, because why would you not want to enter a household that you're welcoming?
Like, yeah, that's a good point. But with that being said as well, it's like, it's been 2 years and he's not like massively family orientated.
Okay.
In the sense of like, we do live our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It doesn't really interfere.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, because I come from an African background, when it's going to come for things like marriage, there's dowry and there's all
yeah, things like that, things yeah.
That's the only thing that kind of holds me back, because obviously in African culture, you kind of have to, like, their family have to come in do all get of the your things exactly for diary. Do you know what I mean? So, it's
so
like,
what does your what does your are you in your family's life? Your mum, your parents?
Yeah,
life?
I'm really.
So
yeah,
what have they said?
I mean, it's kind of like, if you love him, what can we do? That's how my family kind of view it.
Yeah.
And my family loves him, and he also loves my family. They get along really well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess what advice would you give? Because it's easy to say just leave, but you know, it's like when you're living a life and you see that actually they don't actually intervene at all. The only time that they will have to intervene is when we actually plan to get married, because I'm African, because of the culture that comes with it. Would you say that I should walk away, or because it's easy to say walk away, but
the thing is, the answer that you would like is not the one I would give you. Like if you was my sister, I'm talking to you in that way, as to say you're my sister, you're my girl, I love you. I would not give you the advice to put too much energy into it. I know and I understand completely like where this is going to lead. Like I can't read the future, but I can kind of work out how this will all play out, because ultimately when you get married you're gonna have children. And all those things, it falls into their lives. You know, at one point, you guys will probably, you're not close right now because you guys are, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend. But in a marriage, there'll be things going on. You'll go, like, obviously, his parents are going to want to see the grandchildren. They're going to want to feel included in some kind of way, unless they are not living in the same country and they just don't give a damn. But any parent, you know, that is somewhat involved in their child's life to some degree, they're going to want to be around their grandchildren, which essentially would mean that you would also have to be part of their lives. And I personally am just into advising my girls to continue to live that soft girl life. And I'm not saying it in terms of like, you know, finance and all of this. No, I'm more of just trying to highlight the importance of peace. The importance of peace. You want, as young as you are now, because I know, you know, when you're 25, you feel like I'm trying to baby you. I'm not. I'm just trying to tell you that there is so much life after 25. Like, so it's like, if you can't figure out a way where that you guys, you and his mom and his family can sort of work things out, if you can't see that in reality, I would not push. If you were my daughter, I would not push you to go that direction. I wouldn't bother, because it's just like they're a whole different culture. Oh, the phone's just come off. Okay, guys. Well, okay. I feel like maybe I should just round up what she was saying, because the phone has just cut off. But first of all, I feel like she's not trying to hear what I'm trying to say. And sometimes, like, if you're going to call me, I'm going to keep it real 100%. Why would you want to even be in a relationship with a man and his family who doesn't like you because you're black? And then you're wondering that, okay, well, you know, we don't, like, he doesn't really talk to his family, so maybe it's going to be fine because, like, he doesn't talk to his family that much. Like, it doesn't make sense. If you go and slip up and go and have a child and you bring that child into that surrounding, like, I don't know about you, but if I so much as catch anybody looking at my son funny because he's black, like, why would you even want to put him in that space where that his own family is now looking at him like he's a piece of shit? So for me, I'm never going to encourage anyone to try and do a blended family with people that don't like black people. Like, that's just, it's end of, you know? You can have your vibes. Listen, I'm here for the vibes. You have a vibe with someone that you've dated in college. It doesn't need to, I mean, in uni, it doesn't have to be like real serious, you know? But like, when it, obviously 2 years has passed now, I'm guessing you guys are asking each other really serious questions. You know, things are happening. And I think if I was you, if I was her, when you're leaving uni, I would leave that relationship where it is in uni. And then she's talking about the traditions of her culture and everything. It's like, if your culture, your Nigerian culture is important to you, then like, how would you expect another culture to respect your culture that he has no idea what it even is? So it's like, I don't know, she's like saying one thing, but also doesn't really mean it because she would rather still stay with the guy. It's like, listen, you can have your fun. You can have your, you know, your little fling at uni. But when it starts to become serious, like marriage is a serious thing. And I don't think anyone should be in any relationship with someone's, with their partner's family, and the family don't like you because of your skin tone, because of your race. To me, I think that's wild. If I so much as know that you don't like me because I'm black, oh, I'm ready to leave. And then talk to us about bringing kids and bringing family and bringing, you know, worlds together. Like, I don't care whether they don't talk anymore. The fact that his family hates black people is enough for me to say, see you later. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, thanks for the call. Yeah, it ended abruptly, but, you know. I'm going to tell you, I have to say the truth. Like, it's not going to be nice, but I just have to be honest no matter what, because it doesn't make sense.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Amazing. Are you going to tell me your name, or is this a secret?
My name is Ella.
Ella, nice to meet you. How old are you?
I am 21.
Ooh, that's an interesting age. Have you got a question, or you got something you want to share?
So I have a problem.
Okay, let's hear it. A 21-year-old with a problem. Let's hear it. What problem could you have? Let's hear it.
So I was out with my friend, and her like friend called her on the phone, and I have a boyfriend, right? And she got a call from her friend, and he was cheating, but he got the girl pregnant, and the girl he got pregnant was like my friend's friend, like.
Okay, you've got to go back. Okay, wait. Let's go back down the story. Like, okay, so who's pregnant?
Like, no, not me. So my boyfriend got, like, the girl he was cheating on me with pregnant, and he doesn't know. Yeah, he doesn't know. I know.
Oh!
Yeah.
So your boyfriend got someone pregnant?
Yeah.
And he doesn't know that you know.
He doesn't know I know. Yeah.
You're lying. Okay, wait, it's just me. No, you have to tell me everything. Okay, first of all, how did you find out?
So my friend was friends with, like, the girl he got pregnant, and, like, he didn't know I was friends with this girl.
Okay. So then she just told you, or what?
She told my friend.
Okay.
And, like, obviously, my friend was asking, like, the guy's name and everything, asking for, like, his picture and stuff.
Okay.
And, obviously, like, he knew, like, she was pregnant. And he was, like, trying to abandon her because he thought I would find out.
Okay. So what, he was going to abandon the girl because he was going to abandon
the girl and, the pregnant girl.
Jesus! So, like,
he was going to abandon her. So basically, she told me because obviously she knows that my man, like, she's seen a photo of him before.
Yes, yes, yes.
And obviously, they have a photo, him and this girl, they have a photo together.
Okay.
And, like, obviously, she told my friend, oh, I'm pregnant and this is the guy, this and that.
Okay. And then that's how you found out. Okay. And so tell me, what do you feel?
I just feel like it's a slap in my face because I literally do everything for him. Like, we went to school together. We were like that. Like, we were like best friends, like besties. Like, we used to do everything together. And I feel like it's just a fucking slap in my face. And I'm just angry. And
so when did you find out?
like 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God, babes. I'm sorry. This is so painful.
I haven't even seen him in that ages. That's what's crazy.
So has he been messaging you or anything?
He's messaged me and I'm like, I don't respond. And he hasn't even like made effort to like come and see me, because I obviously haven't told him about knowing about the like pregnant babe. Like,
wow.
I've just been ignoring him and he hasn't even made effort to like come and see me. He's just messaging me like, why are you ignoring me? It's very annoying. And
so
shit
are
like
you going
to
say something?
I don't know what to say, babes. I don't know what
but
to
question,
say.
But question, like the way you feel, do you still feel like you kind of want to work it out, or is it just that you're a bit shocked right now? You don't really have the answers.
I generally, my feelings are all over the place because like I like, love him, right? Because I've grew up with you, like
yeah,
I know you.
Yeah.
And some part of me doesn't want to believe he did it, but like some part of me...
You
want to
believe that the pregnancy is not real?
But like,
I hear it.
Some part of me is believing it.
I hear
so
it.
Like, I'm just upset. And my
I think, yeah, you need to find... I think... Okay, so the story that they told you, how accurate do you think it is? So do
it's
you feel 100% like 100% there's no...
Yeah, because...
Okay, lovely. I think, yeah, if you was my sister, I would just say, go and look after your child.
Yeah.
You don't have, you know, the funny thing, the thing is that I'm actually really happy about, I'm happy that this isn't you and it's somebody else going through it. Because you know what it means? You have a whole chance at life. You have a whole time in your life to explore and to be with new people. You're going to be with several different people. You're going to live life. You're going to travel. You're going to meet people. And, you know, this is just something that, honestly, I wish I could take away from you. But it's sad to just tell you that, like, it doesn't really change much when you get older. There are so many women that are going through men that cheat on them. And they are my age. They're like grown-ups. You understand? But I think what you need to take away from this is that at least I'm not pregnant. I know this sounds so bad. But you need to be like, you know, at least this isn't me, because your life will change. So I think the deception of what's happened is very sad.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you grew up with someone and they've betrayed your trust. And that could be really, really painful. But at the same time, you have to be like, you know what? I'm so happy that God showed me who you really was, because now I don't have to even waste time. So while you're there going on holiday, shaking your bum up and down, enjoying your life, he has to now go and start looking after a new child at, I guess, he's in his early 20s.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you're a baby girl. You're a baby girl. Oh, this is noise. This is all noisy. Yeah. And I really want you to take that away. Like, I wish somebody would say this to me when I was 21 as well. You are still a baby girl. You have your life to live. Anything that is too stressful, just remove yourself from it. Like, this is the way you just said, I'm just feeling upset. It's very stressful. It's very like, you're going to feel those things, but just remove yourself and feel that peace again. Like, it's got nothing to do with you. If he's gone out and he's cheated, that's sad. But on his part, he needs to go and look after his child. Do you understand? Go and look after your child. You people should be doing your mommy and daddy. Like, remove me from the situation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think, like, it's not nice, but it's the reality of life. This is just what happens sometimes. Men get, you know, be excited. They go and chill somewhere. They end up cheating. You know, the cycle continues. You're not going to be the first. You're not going to be the last. It just is something that women have to deal with. And I know it's sad, but it's really the reality. Do you understand? So it's like, for me, what I want you to do is to just make sure this is never you. Because as you can see, this can happen to anyone. Pregnancy, you know, dealing with someone who is a cheater and that you're now pregnant, you know, he's going to be just cheating up and down. You can imagine you're going to be cheating up and down. You don't want that for yourself. So if I was you, I would just look at this more of like, this is, you know what, this is actually a blessing. Like, I got to see who you really was all this time. Yeah. I didn't see it, but now I can see it. And now I'm going to just go on my beautiful, in my beautiful life and explore the world while you have to go and do daddy daycare. So, you know, just, I would just love you to look at it like that. And feel whatever you feel right now. It's not nice. It's painful. You know, someone's betrayed your trust. Feel all the emotions that you need to feel, but you can't go back there. Like, why are you not going to go back? I think you should just tell him that you're aware of the situation. Like, I know you've cheated. I know you've got a new baby. And I think that that should be your priority. Go and look after your children. That's what I would do. That's what I personally would do. I know maybe for you, you might need a bit of time to process what's going on. But like, trust me, within time, as you get older, you will remember this conversation. And you'll be like, Grace mentioned this to me.
Yeah.
And I'm betting you, I am right. Yeah. So just feel how you're feeling. If you want to cry, cry. If you want to be upset, be upset. If you want to, you know, talk to him for a little bit just to try and take away the pain. Da, da, da. Like, but the reality is that baby is still there and is not going anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's something that you have to sort of like, you know, just bear in mind.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have anything else that you want to like to share? Like not share, but is there any feelings that you want to like express about it?
I just want to get it over and done with.
Do you feel like I've given you? Yeah.
I just want to get it over and done with because after all, like you said, like you're still going to be a dad.
Like, you know what I mean? That's got nothing to do with you. I need you to be enjoying your life, baby. I want you to enjoy your life. I want you to enjoy every moment of your life where there is peace, only where there is peace. If a man is not bringing you peace, quiet, tranquility, gifts, love, then remove your waste from there immediately. Okay, remove your waste from there immediately. If it's not giving you that vibe, you know, that he's not showing you that you're his top priority, always leave that situation. Always. All right?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, babes. Love you. Have a good day.
Love you too.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Bye. She's such a baby. I just want to cuddle her. Like, what the hell? Men. Men, you lot are treacherous. You lot are mad. Nah, that one there, it just shows that we are all women going through this cycle of cheating. This cheating, this diabolical cheating. These men, they will not rest. They see bomb, they see nyash, they see excited. But the pregnancy part, wow, wow, woo, woo. But listen, let me tell you something. If a man ever cheats on you, and he gets another girl pregnant, you like what? What else is there to say? Go and look after your pregnancy. Go and look after your pregnancy. Like, women need to start supporting each other more. Maybe all these deadbeats will start looking after their kids. If women actually send them packing and tell them, listen, it's already a red flag. I know I'm kind of going off topic, but it's already kind of like, if I was dating a guy that had a child, and he hadn't maybe seen him and seen the child, or I haven't heard much of this child or whatever, I will send you, go and look after your child. Like, are you all right? Are you mad? Like, you'll be walking on the going on in your life and you're not looking after your responsibility. Like, go look after your picnic, mate, and stop chasing women up and down. But yeah, in regards to the phone call, I just think it's sad. It really is sad that she's such a young girl and, you know, this whole cheating thing is still a topic of discussion. So it just shows you that no matter what age you are, you will still experience cheating. No, it's not funny. It's not funny. But you will still experience some sort of betrayal. Maybe I should say betrayal in a relationship, which is really sad. But I like her because something about that phone call makes me know that she's going to leave that boy. That girl seems like she just needed a bit of a chit chat But she already knew in her mind what she was going to do. And I think she will go on in life very well. If you don't have too much attachments to men, you will live a very nice, rich, prosperous, peaceful life. You cannot be attached to a man because the first thing he's going to do is disgrace you. Okay, I'm going.
Hi, is this Grace?
Hi, love. Yes.
Hi, Grace. Sorry, I was on hold from your team.
It's all right. You okay?
Yes, I've got two questions. It's
amazing.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, obviously, hopefully you can help.
Okay.
But one dilemma.
Wait, can I ask you two questions? Your name and your age. It could be a fake name if you don't want to give but your age kind of gives me an idea of how to respond.
Okay, I'm 38.
Okay, lovely.
And then
Maybe you need to teach me. Go on.
No, but sometimes you need to get outside perspective, you know.
Okay, perfect. No, I got you.
The thing is, I want to give you my full name, but I don't know if this is it right now because I know some of my friends follow you.
Okay, that's okay. You can leave it. You don't need to. That's fine.
Let's just say Cindy.
Okay, cool. I'm ready.
Okay, first dilemma or question. I was friends with this girl from school ever since I came to this country, like UK.
Okay.
And they were close friends of mine. And then about 2 years ago, I started seeing their brother.
Okay.
And let's just say I'm a black girl, obviously. And he's like Muslim, Asian, and I'm Christian as well. So
okay.
Double trouble. And then ever since they found out about us seeing each other, they kind of made life difficult for him on his part and myself as well. They're kind of not accepting the main thing.
Okay, where's he from? Let's start from there. Where's he from?
Oh, well, he's British, but he's this Muslim background.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm Christian. I'm from Zimbabwe, to be precise.
So what kind of experiences have you been having with the family?
They're just not accepting. One, obviously, when I met him, I'm not going to lie to you, I was going through a situation where I quit my job. I had relocated for this job opportunity. I didn't want to miss out.
Okay.
And then I was not dealing with the job and stuff like that.
Okay.
And then I just had to quit without any backup plan.
Okay.
And they feel like I was using him because of my circumstances. But for the past year and a bit, I'm the one because I got back on my feet.
Mm.
And I'm the one who's kind of supporting him in a way.
Okay.
So, and these are friends from school when I came here when I was 13, by the way. And I'm
13. Okay, got you.
Okay, so it's like, what do I do? And it's like, he tells me everything they say in the household. They're always having arguments about me in the household. They're just not accepting of the whole situation. And I thought, because they're my friends, they know me that well.
Okay. So is this someone that you want to date? Is this someone that you're still dating and like you sort of want to stay with him? Is that where I'm trying to work out what your mind is telling you, like you're doing currently? Like what?
Yeah. I'm still dating him, obviously, right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, with all the family bitterness and stuff like that, it's giving me a bad taste.
Mm-hmm. Do you intend on, getting married? Is there, future, goals?
Yeah, he talks about it, but the thing is, it pressurizes me on converting and stuff like that, which is very sensitive. It's like, what?
100%.
Yeah.
So would you like to convert?
I don't think
he might convert?
I don't think so. I'm not going to lie to you.
I feel like, sis, I think if you're not going to even, if you're being real with yourself and it's something that you is not what you intend on doing, that's a whole different religion. And obviously, Muslims, as far as I know, they have a very structured religion. So I think if you're not going to, convert, then I think you should not even bother. If it was me personally,
He was there for me as my lowest point.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes people are just there for that reason alone. You do know that, right? Sometimes when you're going through something, you will have certain people around you and, you know, some time will pass and they're no longer around. Doesn't mean that there's like beef or, you know, we're fighting, but it just means you've served the purpose of that timing. That's how I really just look at it, rather than, you know, having to, I don't want to use the word drag someone around, but like keeping people around just because of, you know, what they've done for you is not really a reason. It's not.
By the way, he was dealing with a divorce when we first, although I knew him when I was 13, it was never that situation. We just connected because we're going through a rough patch, but we after we were seeing each other, we saw that we had more similarities than anything else. And as I said, the first year was a bit rough for me. I was unemployed and stuff. Yeah. And it was, but then
that can happen to everyone. There's babes, you're not alone. There's so many people that have a job, don't have a job, start a new job, like unemployed. Like, you're not the only one. Like, don't feel that that's something to be embarrassed about. No, people around you should support you when you're down like that. And he did that. But that's not enough of a reason for him, for you to now be like, okay, well, because you supported me here, now I must carry you to the aisle. It's not by force. If it's not working out in terms of like you not going to change your religion and things like that, like, I wouldn't even waste any more time. I'm not saying that in relationships you don't have ups and downs. Every relationship is going to be, have its own, you know, stresses. However, I think when it comes to religion, it's such a big thing. It's a very big deal. And if he's a practicing full-time Muslim.
Can I just put a little, because it's not really obviously for him to date a black girl and stuff like that. Religion. He really, I'm not going to say he's selective, but that's the ultimate dream for me to convert.
Yeah. I think that's just something that's food for thought for you then. Like, if you want to ignore, because obviously you're in your prime now of where you would be wanting to get married and settle down. I guess you want to have children, I guess. Yeah, if you want all those things, then I feel like you have to just ask yourself those difficult questions. Are you willing to change and convert your religion? That's number one. And second, are you willing to deal with his family regarding the way they treat you? Me personally, I just enjoy peace. I had someone literally call me before you, and she was younger, and she was mentioning the same thing. And I just think I do not battle or argue when it comes to my peace. If I'm not welcome in a household, in a family, you will not see me there. And, you know, I just think you need to bear that in mind, because it's not just something that you can just be like, okay, well, let's just see how it goes. No, if they're treating you some type of way right now, before you guys are married and before you guys are settled and there's children involved, then you can only imagine how horrific it will be when you're married. So if it's not going to be peaceful, my sister, don't bother. Like, just figure out a way that you can, you know, try and remove yourself from the situation if you can. I know it's difficult because sometimes, you know, with us, like, it's all feelings. I don't know your man. I don't know your partner at all. So sometimes it feels like I'm saying leave. Like, it's simple. Like, I know that you've got a bond, a relationship and everything. But sometimes you need to think about the peaceful aspect, like the calming aspect. Like, is this somewhere where I'm going to be at peace? Or is this somewhere that people are just going to make me wish I never did this in the first place? So those are the questions I think I would ask myself.
What do I do with the friends that were there from, like, the at least 25 plus years of friendship that, like, I don't know.
It's painful. I've had friends as well that I've known for long periods of time. And I want you to take it away to be like, a lot of these relationships are seasonal. We could have friends from, you know, I've got friends from like, you know, years and years ago, and I've met people along my journey now. And I would say the people that I've met in my journey now are better friends than the people I met and I have been friends with years ago. So you just need to look at it like, babes, like your season is up. That's how I look at it. And I try not to hold too much of a tie to a person, because I really do value relationships. And I think when I'm hurt, it also makes me feel a type of way letting them go. But I look at it like, as I've just said, the seasons, like you were here for that purpose. You helped me through that purpose. And I'm going to, you know, release you and you can be going. So don't think about the 25 years. If you're 25 years with somebody and they're treating you like shit and they treat you with no respect and they're not treating you as a friend should, then they're not your friends. They're not your friends.
That relationship, honestly, the past 2 years have been hell. Like my name has been dragged through the mud.
No, those are not friends. And I think you know that they're not friends.
Yeah.
They're not friends.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I think maybe because of how many years you've known them, you know, you're giving them some, you're giving them some leeway. But if you sit down with your thoughts and actually think about what they've done in the past, just think over the last like 1 year, like how they've treated you, like conversations that you've had, conversations that you've heard them have about you, you will know that they're not your friends.
Yeah, because they don't say it to my face. I hear it from him, and he's 100% transparent and stuff like that, because he gets it at home. And I'm like, what's up? And then he's 100%, he's like, I don't want to upset you, but this is what's going on. And I'm thinking, are these the girls that I grew up with? Really? Yeah.
It's different. When you date somebody's, when you're involved in somebody's family, it's a whole different thing. It's not but about friendship anymore. Friends, it's about the fact that you're dating my family now. So they're going to,
But the fact that we're friends, they know me. I'm not going to fuck around with their brother, am I? Sorry to swear.
I don't even think it's that. I just think people I just don't think, like, it's different. You know, we could be friends, but when you're now coming into our family, and first of all, you're a Black woman, and you're a different country, a different culture, a different religion. It's like they're not thinking about friends. They're thinking about all the things that, all the values that they've grew up learning. It's like you're the opposite of that. So now it's like, you know, they're always going to treat you a different way because it's not how they've been raised. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
They don't be friends with me then in the first place.
Yeah, but then that's what you need to do. You need to put that boundary there. So I'd say definitely have your thoughts, sit down, have your thoughts, think about it, think about like this conversation, and maybe just think like, actually, is this really worth my energy and time? Yeah. Like, or can I just ignore all the noise and just be with this person and convert my religion? There's no right or wrong answer. It's just what you're willing to do, what you're willing to tolerate, what you're willing, or where you see your peace at. That's how I would look at it.
Okay.
All right, my love. Well, I wish wish you all the best. Honestly, I wish you all the best. I hope that you can figure this out. And I hope that you just pick the peaceful option, please.
I all know it when it comes. It hits differently when someone from an outside perspective.
Yeah,
tells you
of course.
What you thought. You knew already. Of course.
I'm so happy to help, babes. Honestly, it means so much to me. But you have a good... All right, thank you as well for calling.
And good luck with your life. Okay?
Thank you. Bye. Do you know what I think there? I think, women want to be... Black women want to be with Black men. But the problem is Black men are cheating. Black men are being disrespectful. Black men are stepping out. Yeah. And women are being forced to go into these interrelationships because they don't want to be violated. So they're trying to step out, to go to new places, to explore different men, to explore different races. But unfortunately, they're getting rejected there too. They're getting rejected. As you're walking there with confidence, they say, oh yeah, you're not welcome in this family. It's quite sad, you know, because it's hard to tell. She's 38. She's 38. And I'm telling you, at that age, you're thinking to yourself, hey, I'm almost 40. Like, you need to do it. Like, I'm actually, as a woman, like men, you can, men that are 40, you can just go and carry one small 22-year-old. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, let's be honest. Like, yeah. I'm Nigerian. That's not a shock. Like, going to pick one small baby girl and call, and then you understand. But for women being 40, like coming up to 40 years old, you're thinking about these things, children, marriage, you know, and then you've now probably spent, she's probably spent some time with this man. And I think she said 2 years. So you've now spent 2 years there. Is it 5, 46? Hey, you're now 48. It's difficult to tell someone, oh yeah, leave him, go to somewhere else. Do you understand? She's invested so much time there. But she's going to have to. Because that the reality is, outsiders will always reject you. One thing that I will tell you though, if you go to a black home, they will never reject you there. If you go, whether you go Jamaican, whether you go Ghanaian, whether you go Nigerian, no matter where you go, as long as you're a lovely girl, they will never reject you. As long as you understand, classy, you demure. So one way, you will always feel like you sort of, like you go, like you fit in. Do you understand? Obviously, I know there's some mums are going to be like, you know, but majority. Yeah, like, yeah, you just have to pray. But more time, I'm just saying, like, if you're a black woman, like you only find that comfort within a black household is my point. So all that conversation about converting, first of all, women, stop trying to go, if you're a Christian, to try and go to a Muslim household and expect just to sit down there. Like, I find it delusional to just sit down there and be like, yeah. Like, it's crazy. I would never ever, like, be with a man that is Muslim, because I am not willing to convert from Christianity to be a Muslim. And I respect every religion, but at the same time, it's not something that I'm willing to convert to be for a man. But the thing is, in my household, there are Muslims. So my mum was raised as a Muslim, but she converted to Christianity. But if she was Muslim and she raised me as Muslim, I would not convert to Christianity. So I just think it's how you're raised. And I think for her, the person she's dating and the people, because I think she was mentioning us about the friends, and she was like, her friends of like 24 years, they are acting funny to her because she started dating their brother. And it's like, babes, like the way they've been raised and how, like, their teachings, you're not the person that he's supposed to date. The levels of violation that black men be doing sometimes, like, women are trying to branch out, but it's like, you will never feel accepted there, especially when you're going as far as, you know, trying to change your religion. You know, for that, the other lady who was Indian, like, can you imagine the types of, like, why would you even want to do that? They have all their methods of doing things, like the way they've been raised, their culture, their whole thing. Like, you know nothing about it. So why would you want to stress your life? I don't know. But yeah, I feel like she knows the answer, but she was just trying to hear it out loud. Because she was just like, do you know what? Yeah. Hearing from an outside perspective, like, I already know what I'm supposed to do. But she can't allow her age. She can't allow her age to, like, make her not Because I hear it as well, man. 38, like, just, but that's just stressful. I'd rather be alone. I'd rather be alone than, like, having to sit there trying to change my religion, trying to deal with friends who I thought was my friends, but they're not my friends. They're talking about me behind my back. They don't like me because I'm black. All this, like, to me, I just feel like I prefer peace. I prefer peace. Acceptance is a big thing, you know. Being accepted by someone you love's family is such, I feel like they are really trying to water it down. Like, to step into your man's house and, like, have all this abundant love from his family, like, from his mom, his sisters, like, there's no better feeling. There, but you go into the house now, you'd be feeling, you'll be feeling like you can't breathe. You, everywhere will be tight. Before you even get to the door, everywhere will be tight. You won't even know where to look. You won't feel like you can be free. You'll be holding your hands like this. You'll be looking a different way. Like, you just, like, why would you want to live like that? I remember I had one Indian friend years and years, maybe in school, and they just used to say anything anyhow. Like, that your black friend that look at you with a black mom and the black this and the black that. They don't let the black rest. So it's just like, you can imagine if your child is a, oh yes, my son has a black son. You know, you can just, you can hear how much, like, it's not really their thing. And that's fine. Like, it's fine. But guys, it's so sad. It's so sad because I know what they're trying to do. I know they're trying to, like, venture out. But there's nothing like a black man. That's the problem. I need black man to change, man. No, seriously, it's sad. Like, it's actually sad because I know what they're trying to do. But it's not going to work. It's not going to work. No matter how you do it, it's not going to work. I would still prefer you to go in, like, go to the black scene. Doesn't matter where. Doesn't matter where from, you will feel comfortable. No matter where you go in there, as long as they, you know, they like you, as long as the family actually likes you, like, you ain't got nothing to worry about. You always feel like you belong. Do you know what I mean? But trying to go into a household where they don't, you don't belong, they're high-key racist, they don't give a damn about you. In fact, they're trying to get rid of you. Before you, imagine all the struggles in a relationship. Now you have another layer of his family hate your guts and they think that you're black. They think you're black. Like, bro, that's tiring. That's honestly exhausting. I don't know why they bother. But yeah, I really hope that she finds someone else, because I'm telling you, the rest of your life trying to please people who don't see any good in you from the jump anyway, it just sounds like a waste of time. And a waste of time, and the rest of living the rest of your life in that type of, it ain't for me personally. Guys, that was the end of the phone calls. I hope you like this format. This is like just calls, just talking to you guys. Do you guys prefer this to the sit down subjects? Like, you know, we're just warming up. We want to know what you feel, what kind of flavors you like. So share, let me know. Do you like this format? Do you prefer when I just take the calls and you hear my opinion? Or do you prefer me having and going into a few topics that we usually do? Would love to hear from you. Anyway, that's the end of today's video. I hope you loved it. I had an amazing time. I think one of the key things I've learned today, no, actually, I didn't learn much. I was the one that was teaching everybody. I'm Grace. Sorry. But no, seriously, it was amazing. I just think, yeah, I want more for my girls. And I know. We all want that chocolate man and they keep fucking up. We just have to pray that something will change. Something has to change. I believe in them. I believe that one day the world for the black space, they will stop cheating on us. They will stop violating us. They will be welcoming us with open arms. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Anyway, thanks guys. I'll see you in the next episode. And you have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, a wonderful life. And I'll see you in the next video. Ta-ra!